Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in spite of
yes.
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through.
Yes.
Get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus. Get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yes.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yes.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It remind me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotted living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry. You're there ain't got no job. You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator
yes.
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank you.
I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eyes the young man got ready and he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way made down south, they got big homes and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching, he was with pain and cancer. set in, sickness had set in, because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man comes coming to himself. As he began to walk, if you ain't gonna pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better. Look like he holds his head up and say, look, I'm on my father's property. I'm on the land that I own. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're gonna have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong. I may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people on watch contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, how mercy this season. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now,
that's like I have love you. We have come short this morning. But I know you're able. And I believe that you will. See bottles down here. We are strangers. A long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening. Every son, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody's daughter's in on the comb. Somebody's son is on the
comb. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see that? I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places. I love to call you. Your name do something for me. It satisfies my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I gotta come off this battlefield. Can't
play
the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
We thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
I want to thank Mother Payton. Deacon Payton for that prayer and that service they open up. Tonight is Bible class night. Tonight is a word from God. I hope you got your Bibles together. I want to talk about that when you see God bless you. And I want to go back to Africa to talk about, Musa, Master Musa. Then I want to talk about breaking curses and hexes. Yes, sometimes we have a curse on us. Sometimes we done picked up somebody else's problem. See, the woman had an issue of blood for 14 years. She had an issue, and a lot of us have issues tonight. Your issues might be dope, alcohol, drugs. Your issue might be your mind or somebody died in your family. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to thank God for you tonight. When I was in Louisiana and Monroe and Houma all down through there, this is the month that we go and have service. But I had already prophesied last year that it would be storms back to back, and it's happening. I was talking to a young lady. She said, well, You can speak to some. You can't speak to no storm when God have put divine revelation. Let me see what I'm saying. If God, let me help you out. When Lot, when God said, get out of Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back. It's why he looked back, he turned to pillar of salt. What was that? God had already said, this town is not going to survive because they ain't right. There's some people right now is not right. They're not right with God. It's a divine law. And if you're not doing the divine law of God, brother, you can't get healed, so you can't get healed. Try the spirit by the spirit. You have to surrender body, mind, soul, and spirit to God. And when you surrender to God, you call out the demons and the devils, and they'll leave you. See, it's so much a lie been going on. It's so much a lies and murder. Right now, in 2021, going into 2022, 2023, we have so much evil. And this evil have reached up to God. And the way you get out of that, you repent. You repent. And some people don't want to repent. They feel that they can handle it by themselves. I want to bring for about 10, 20 minutes, I want to bring Dr. Henry Clark. And I want him to have something to say, 30 minutes. Then I'm going to go back to our healing session. Dr. Clark is known all over the world as an Adventist spiritual. And I just want you to listen to Dr. Clark and what he has to say for about at least 10 minutes. Disappear from paper because you're going to learn something. Every time Dr. Clark speaks.
I want to review all of the previous lectures, and we're not going to be here forever. I want to go over briefly what I've already said and go to tonight's lecture, because I have said something which might be misunderstood, because I have dealt with some old things that you need to think about. And I have dealt with some old religions that are not old in the sense. And I want you to understand something about history, is that history is not as old as you think, because all history is a current event. And every current event is a part of history. And I have dealt with old religions, but what I have dealt with is religions that came before man called them religion. I have dealt with great river civilizations and early man's spirituality, because what you have today that you call religions are carbon copies of original spirituality. And I have dealt with the original copy, where your carbon copies came from. And the early Africans, in building great river civilizations, built a concept which they did not call religion, though your religion came out of them. They called it spirituality. But what they created was a concept of a force of the universe that was much larger than denominations, much larger than the one-dimensional things that eventually man called religion. I had gone beyond the narrow concepts that we live under right now. And it is difficult for you to understand that that age was man's highest spiritual and moral age. And that in seizing upon this age, mostly by foreigners who did not understand the original African creation, the spirituality of man regressed and did not leap forward, but regressed. They organized it into pockets and gave it names. But before the Africans gave it a name, but practiced it as a great force of the universe, it was then when it had its greatest value. And foreigners picked out of its little pieces and departmentalized it into religious pockets and started war between one pocket and another, then broke the pocket down into something called denomination, then started war between one denomination and the other, and they did service to the spirituality that the Africans created in the Great River Civilization, started with the Nile, continued with the Niger, the Volta, the Limpopo, in the Zimbabwe, in the Congo. The Africans created a great spiritual force of the universe, and all of this is misinterpreted so tragically in the radio, in the TV series The Africans by Ellen Mazaroy, running one of the most unique con games in for Islam since the Prophet Muhammad. He's running a better con game for Islam than the Europeans ran for Christianity. For beneath all of it, he is saying that Africa waited in darkness for Islam to bring the light. He gives you a few good things in order to slip in his game. And you have to know a lot of African history to understand his omission. And because you do not know general African history, you do not know his omission. It is in his omission that he's doing the greatest amount of damage. And you have the illusion that you are getting African history. Because he'll say a few good things that you will agree with and feel good about. Then he'll slip in the damaging things that you won't know how to deal with. And because you do not understand how games are played in our time, you won't examine who's financing it and ask them questions. Why would the Annenberg Trust finance a series narrated by a half Arab? Why haven't we asked some questions? Somebody is buying friendships at our expense. Why we have so few friends in the world? I have said long ago, it wouldn't be surprised to see certain people in the same political bed against us. It wouldn't be surprised to see any people in the same political bed against us, because there's a political naivete that appears in our history. 1680 BC that we haven't dealt with to this very day. And every time people unite against us, we haven't been able to deal with it because we assume that this kind of thing won't happen to us because decent people don't do this kind of thing, and we don't know, we can't separate what is and what is not in this regard. Now let us look at what has gone on before, what I have said, and why I have said these things. In the first session, in dealing with religion and history before the Christian era, I was trying to deal with that history in Africa that developed before the Christian era, and I was trying to deal with pre-God religions and pre-God spiritual. When I say pre-God religions, I am not talking about an age of godlessness, and I'm not talking about an age of sinfulness and an age of degradation. This was one of the greatest ages of spirituality known in the history of the world. It was probably one of the highest moral ages known to man. And man did not use the word God at all. And I'm not talking about a godless age. I am talking about an age when man accepted a spiritual force of the universe so all conclusive that it included everything. And man did not say only man has a soul. He said all living things have a soul, including the cockroach. And he wouldn't step on a cockroach because a cockroach has a soul. And he wouldn't cut down a tree without a ceremony because a tree has life and a tree has a soul. Western man began the stupid concept that only human beings had souls. Western man, in his soullessness, began the concept that only certain people with certain faces and certain color had souls. Western man, the only one that began to make a virtue out of a physical defect, the lack of color. Will make you feel ashamed out of the great virtue of having color. And you do not understand to this day the envy that people have of you because you have color. You are the most beautiful people on camera or walking down the street that God ever created. And yet, he has trained you to apologize for having it. Trained you to cringe and to look for his chemicals to put on your face to try to take it off. Now, 3,000 or 4,000 years before he wore a shoe or lived in a house that had a window, when you didn't have this nonsense in your mind, you hadn't come in contact with him at all, nor had you come in contact with the angels when you had your own spirituality intact, when he had interfered with your culture, are you, but you didn't know of his existence, you, meaning African people, had created a spirituality that said every living thing has a soul, including a tree, including a cockroach. And this form of spirituality included everything and included a law, the law of opposites, which to simplify it was the law of complementarity, that you complemented everything. That if you have a female, you got to have a male or vice versa. And that you did not ever get into the stupidity of debating equality of man and woman, because you couldn't have one without the other. And so Africans,
I want to thank Dr. Clark for bringing that together. This was in Africa that Dr. Clark talked about. This is Bible class tonight, and I want you to read Psalms 11, and I want you also to read Psalms 16 and Psalms 18 and Psalms 11. I want to get ready for a breakthrough. I want to come to break curses and hexes tonight. Those that need to call me, this is Bible class night. And we want to talk about the Word of God and the power of you holding on to God. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamyoursite.com. You can call me also. And as you call me, I will be able to take your call and able to see what problem you have and what we need to do to solve your problem. We all have problems, so ain't nobody exempt from not having problems. I'm praying for you, Purpose Stan, Sister Minnie, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, we're praying for. We're praying for the people. The lady called me, say they still got rain in New Orleans, and they still got rain down in Mississippi and some part of Gulf. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight at this 9 o'clock hour. I want to get ready to break curses and hexes for 2021, for 2022, 2023. Don't forget, and I always like to say that, if you got an easy kind of seat, I want to send you the letter from Master Musa and those that need a financial blessing. Last Sunday, I contacted and said, this Sunday, I'm uncrossing. This Sunday on YouTube, I'm uncrossing things. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You might need to get in contact and give this number to somebody or give me a call. You can call me at 708-582-0372. I will answer the phone. But I want to go into something, Jerry, talking about witchcraft and magic, and talking about this is the year of magic. This is the year for the truth to come out. And this is the year that all that negative stuff going to come out. Flood back in Arkansas and down in Florida, the Gulf, all the way to New Orleans, all the way to Texas. The is moving, and you got to get on board. This Exodus 14:14, and I want to share this with you.
Are you ready? Now, I put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
I walk in the obedience of God to fight all evil, dark spirits, the spirit of Satan, the spirit of witchcraft, warlock, and all the demons. I call on Archangel Michael and his archangels to fight against the warfare of the devil. I put on the world armor that moves, charm, witchcraft, magic.
You have to put the whole armor of God on, which is my breaking curses and hexes tonight.
And we're talking about breaking curses, hexes, and charms. And we're talking about magic and witchcraft and jinx and spells and psychic spells and spells of magic, how to break the curses and the hexes by the Almighty God. The Psalms is Psalms 35, 37, Mary, 37, 35, 27, Psalms. Psalm 109, verse 131. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. God said, I'm going to bless you and curse you. I want you to get a blessing from the Almighty God. There's so much evil and violence going on. People killing babies out their womb think it's all right. Two women getting married, they think it's all right. Two men getting married. It's a divine law, and I got to speak that divine law. One lady said, I'm going to go out and speak to the storm. I said, you can't speak to the storm because you didn't call it. What you mean? My pastor, I can speak to the storm. And God said, well, tell your pastor when there's divine curse on everybody. Your pastor ain't nobody else going to speak to nothing because God has already set wheel in motion. When God discarded Solomon and Gomorrah, he said, y'all get out and don't look back. Lot looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. What that was about. I don't care how many got there in that town and prayed, it couldn't stop it because it was the divine law. Yeah, all of them were wicked. They were wicked in their thought. They were wicked in their deeds. By being wicked that way, you have to break the curses and the hexes and the magic. You got to break it off of you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I don't care if you live in Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama. I was talking to a lady today in St. Paul, Minnesota. I was telling them, you have to break the curse and the hexes. And once you break it,
and all kind of negative energy, I move it out the way. I am the embodiment of the Almighty God, the wind, the water, and all the forces. I walk in the obedience of God. I walk in the anointing of God. I put the whole armor of God on because of my ancestor. 79 generations of curses I rebuke because I walk in the fullness of our ancestor. I say, I am a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm an entity of creation. Knowledge, wisdom come from Almighty God. I rebuke every negative engine. I call on the spirit of Jesus and all the saints that walk in obedience with my God, in obedience with walking in Godship with him. I do invoke and call all negative spirits away. I remember the relationship that God spoke to Satan and told Satan, get behind me. I am a divine person of God. I see myself going to the next level. In the temple, I am to deliver and to move all evil spirits, warlocks, witches, charms, everything that is negative in the world, I stand against with my ancestor and the Almighty God, and I breathe and heal the word of God. Left, right, east, north, south, I claim the healing and the power of higher learning, the power to go in and put out evil. This is the spirit of warfare. I put the whole armor of God on, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And when I put the whole armor of God on, I become the entity. I become the spokesman for God. I become the wrath of evil. I become the wrath to fight evil for God. That the people came to Jesus to be healed from all diseases. They were healed from mental, physical. Read that Matthew 14:14.
Well, Jesus
And before she read that, Jesus went and sat on the mountain. As Jesus sat on the mountain, all those people, Jerry had faith. They had been with Jesus all day long. And the disciples didn't understand the power of Jesus. People came that was blind. People came with heart attack, stroke, lame, dumb, deaf. They all came. Something drove them to follow Jesus. When Jesus sat down, he prayed for every one of them. And the Bible said they all was healed. I want to put your mind tonight on healing. In the name of the Almighty God, I heal your problem, that high blood, that low blood, that I call on the healing angel, Raphael. I call on that angel.
Jesus went forth and seen a great multitude. Come on.
He was moved with the passion.
Let me tell you, they were sick.
Yeah.
They had no problem. They had seen things. They was messed up. Read on.
Yeah. And so Jesus had compassion, according to here. And it says that when Jesus moved with compassion toward them, he healed their sickness.
Now, some of them was lame, some was blind, some had strokes, some was messed up in the mind, but God, Jesus, healed all of their condition.
Yes.
Read on.
Yes, and going into verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now to pass.
Stop right there. See, what the disciples said, we in a desert place, ain't no food here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's send them away. Jesus said, no,
yeah.
We're not going to send them away.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with them. We didn't heal their body.
Yeah.
We didn't heal their mind. Now
yeah.
We got to give them some nourishment for the body. Read on.
Right. And Jesus said, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they said to him, we have here 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, I want to give you revelation. I want them that are listening to me to eat some fish this week. Just fish and bread. You bake the fish, and you get the fish, you bake it, and you eat it. He said, it's 5 loaves of bread, and how many fish? 3 fish. Get ready for a miracle taking place before our eyes. Now, what I'm saying this morning, this evening, wherever it might be, is a miracle going to take place in America. Read on.
Here, 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven.
He told them to be obedient. It's obedient come, you got to be obedient. Sit down on the ground and get ready to receive the miracles from the Almighty God that Jesus has given us. So that's the healing. Now, spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare prayer. That's psychic prayers. That's prayers of witchcraft. You got to pray from witches and warlocks to go. Jesus prayed and healed everybody on the mountain. People were crazy. People were possessed with demons and devils. But on that mountain, everybody came. The lame, the blind, they were healed. And I want to tell you today, right now, as I speak, he can heal you, but you got to walk in faith. Read now the scripture. Is that on Ephesians?
Okay. So I believe Paul's talking. And he said, put on the whole armor of God.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
You got to put the whole armor to stand against the evil and the witchcraft against the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The devil come on many ways. Read.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Go ahead on.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
The reason them that's doing darkness, witchcraft, why? They're doing it and we can't see it. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost let us see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're fighting. You're
yes.
fighting the demon within the person. The
mm-hmm.
demons have been let out of hell. And they're
mm-hmm.
fighting me and you. Read.
It says, but against principalities
and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
The only way you're going to stand is you put on the full armor of God, because you can't stand. This demon is old demon. He's been out here. He kept Jesus. He kept me and you. But when you put the whole armor on, that's anointing. That's walking by faith. Believing in God, body, mind, soul, and me. You can say, demon loose. Let go. And let me go. And you got to be able to speak to the demon. Because demon already know what you're thinking.
Right.
Read on.
Right. And so, it says, and having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
That means what he's saying, what the scripture's saying. You got to know that you know that you're serving God. You got to know that you know when you stand out there and stand and lift them hands up, you're going to get victory. It's victory for you by you being able to talk to God and being able to do that. Read on.
And so after that, it says the importance of faith is verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
You got to have faith in order to move that, because the devil's going to say you don't see what you see. The devil's going to tell you you ain't got nothing. Told Jesus, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But I want to let you know, you got to walk in faith, and you got to know that you know, because the demons are clever. They're clever. They will miss you. They'll make you think you're crazy. They will make you miss suicide.
Right.
You got to stand on faith and truth and stand on your ancestors and stand on the power of the Almighty God. Read on.
Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
You can't stop praying. You can't stop. You got to always send that power, and you got to curse the devil. The devil, you're a lie. Because God is God, and God is real. And what you doing is imagination. You let that imagination go. Right now, when I speak, I clear some things up around you. And as I begin to speak, I see horses. I see a gang of horses coming out the mountain. And these horses got power. These are the horses, the horses and the angels. Good God Almighty. The angels ride the horses on the ground, and then they just take up.
Yes.
A host of angels.
Yes.
Oh, God. Somebody being healed. And I want to tell you, victory is your ring.
Okay, and then it says you pray always with all prayer, supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
When you pray and you pray and consistent pray, see what it's saying, you can't just pray. You got to wish of God. You got to know that God is your everything. He my food, he my clothes, he my healing. And once you begin to worship God, see, the devil wants you to worship him. But when you worship God, Satan and his demons and his witches and his warlocks leave. Michael and his angels fought the devil and kicked him out. He's in the earth realm. And the devil, the angels have committed all kind of sin against God. So they can't make it back to the heavenly realm. They are bound to the earth realm. So, man, get ready to speak healing in your body. Get ready to be able to fight. The spiritual warfare is the word of God, east, west, north, and south. When you lift the name of God and ancestors and you walk in faith, I don't care how dark it seems, how it can only match it. And once you lift your hands up and plead the blood, you're going to get what you want. And I decree this morning that things that blocking you go open up. Read on.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Now, what it's saying, once you open your mouth, I'm going to talk. God's going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
all the mysteries that Satan cannot hide. When you say get, he gonna go. When you say liar, move, he gonna. The devil come to kill and destroy and to lie and to make you do things wrong. But once you stand in the way of God and you stand and lift them hands up and you say the blood, I'm covered under the blood of my mama, my sister, my brother, my ancestor, and the blood of Jesus. I say, they got to go. They hide. I can see them flying around now. They hide. They try to hide. But once you speak that word, the word burns them up. The word set them on fire. What word? The word from the Almighty God. What word? The word from the sun. The word from the wind. The word from the fire of God. And only thing you can purge that with the fire of God. Read.
Then it says here, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to.
But you as an ambassador, that means that you are able to overcome the wiles of the devil, because God has made you an ambassador, and that means that you're able to speak to any kind of thing going on, whatever it is. You can speak to it, and you're going to get doors open for you. Read on.
And then it says here, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
Titus can make known all things.
A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to all you all things. So I guess from verse 8?
Yeah.
It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary.
Your adversary, the devil, come to kill and destroy. You got to stay focused. You can't waver. You got to know what you know, do what you do, and say, I claim my money, I claim my healing, I claim my new house, I claim my new business, I claim the power of God who give all thanks to those that diligently seek him. Read on.
Whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
God will make everything all right. God will settle the debt. All you got to do is speak. All is well. All you got to know, I am the embodiment of God. And with all that evil been done, I decree the power. I'm the wonders of God. And the good thing is, what the devil got belongs to you. But you got to say, I'm the righteous of God. I claim my house. I claim my money. I claim my health. And the devil got to let go, because the devil will hold on. Because he's in the dark. He's working in the dark. But when you bring light to the devil, when you bring light, the truth, when the truth come, the devil got to go. The truth for anything, just like you was telling me, when the truth came, is you've been lying. See, the devil is the father of liars. But when the truth come, the devil got to flee.
Yeah.
Read on.
And so after that, it says here, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen.
But you can't be no medium if you ain't connected to God.
Right.
And right now, with so much of death, there's so many people out there trying to know what's going on. If you ain't got a pathway, if you ain't got the Michael, Gabriel, those that keep watch over the dead, you can't get to them. Because it's a block. It's a thousand. But when she said that she can see somebody, she's lying.
And so beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence am based upon among you, but being absent and bold towards you, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
it's spiritual,
but mighty through the God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Now, what it's saying, that we're not walking in the flesh. We're walking in God. So all that stuff that they throw up there, check you. But once you make your mind up and close your eyes, God gonna show you the real truth. He's gonna show you where the demons at. He's gonna show you where the liars, the crooks at. When you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, begin to open by his chapter. When you begin to talk in tongues, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's gonna kill all the evil that's set up on the high shelf. So we don't walk against flesh and blood. We walk against the spirit. The spirit is our battle. And once you know that you are a spiritual woman, a spiritual man, ain't nothing in the universe can tackle God. God is the God of the living and the dead. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and end. If it don't end, it don't begin. You know, I want to say this. You got to understand, he's the life and the resurrection.
Yes.
Everything that was made by God. Spirit wasn't born because spirit can't die. The spirit of God wasn't born. It's God. And wherever you go, when you lift God up in any city, in the country, in the world, things going to happen. Flood, storm. Whatever God see happen, he going to make it happen in your behalf, in my behalf, in everybody's behalf. God, I just wish somebody this morning just was able to let go of their physical condition and say, I stretch my hand to the Almighty. I believe what God going to give me this year. I believe what God going to tell me is going to be victory. Everybody running scared, come up the virus, take this and this. Ain't nobody said, sit down and let's pray. Sit down and let's call on God all day long and see what happens. Ain't nobody said that. They're trying to find this doctor, what pill I need to take. How can I get rid of it? Can't nothing get rid of it but the power of the Almighty. Scientists can't get rid of it. Doctor, nothing but the power of God. You got to walk in faith, man. Woman, you got to walk in faith. And you walk in faith, 2021 will be your year, your season to go up, up and up. Everything falling. But God ain't falling. God wants somebody to serve him, to obey him. Read on.
That's right.
Okay, and it says, and having in a readiness of revenge of all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled.
Mm.
Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts in himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ.
Mm.
For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed.
Well, what he's saying, that you shouldn't be ashamed because you named, you claim it. You've got to know that you are the God to name what you want. Really, you ain't got enough. You don't say enough. You got to say, all is well. I claim this in. It's mine, and you get it. And whatever you do, God do it through you. A lot of people don't know that. When you begin to walk in the anointing of God, you just see the Abraham blessing highly favored. Say, Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. And when Abraham fell in a deep sleep, God blessed him. So whatever God promised Abraham is promised to me and you. You got to claim your inheritance. You have to claim your million. You got to claim your children. Claim your new house, your new car. Once you get your breakthrough, you can reach out and help somebody else. But you can't help nobody else if you ain't got the faith to walk in the word of God. You got to walk in the anointing of God. Whatever you need, God got whatever you want, he got. Read.
And says, do ye look unto things after the outward appearance? If any man trust himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be shamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. Mm. Such a one think that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, which will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some.
some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and they comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.
See, what he's saying, that you can't, see, when man might say, oh, you rich, you ain't rich in God outside. Only way you rich in God outside is you keep the faith. You obey God. When you obey God, things happen.
23rd verse?
Yeah.
To 25. In all labor there is a profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. That's it.
See, you ain't got to lie, that you're going to bring truth. And the truth is the word that's solemn with the truth. Proverbs 18:21.